You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Welcome back to Mino and the Mayor. It's time for Valley Focus on 98.3 and 96.5 WISS.
From the WISS studios, it's producer Todd and Lisa Hale, New Wisco News Bureau Chief, and this is Valley Focus.
And today on Valley Focus, we're going to talk about an explosive thing. Well, kind of. We've got Kathy Snell with us, who is the Special Events Coordinator for the City of Oshkosh. Welcome, Kathy.
Thank you for having me.
We were just talking off the air about how quickly the 4th of July kind of snuck up, at least on us. I'm thinking with you and the events that you have to handle and all that kind of stuff, you were well aware that it was on its way.
We were, but it still snuck up.
Let's talk just really briefly about what you do. We talked a little bit about it off the air, but you help oversee a bunch of stuff that goes on in the event city, Oshkosh, right?
Yeah, real simple. I am a liaison between event organizers and every other department within the city of Oshkosh.
Gotcha.
So if somebody is looking to close a road, if they're looking to have an event and they don't know what permits or licenses they're going to need, I can help them with any of that.
That's great resources for folks, because I think a lot of times we think, oh, we'll just set up this and we'll do that. Right. It's like, you don't want to necessarily do that, right?
Yeah, and I think a lot of people think that event planning is super easy also, but we forget a lot of the logistics that happen behind the scenes. And right. So that's kind of what we help them with. If they're not real familiar with the things that safety issues or things of that nature, it's things that we work with every day.
Perfect.
And you also help them coordinate things like the licenses they're going to need. If they need a permit for alcohol, if they need a permit for this or a permit for that.
Correct. Right. Once they submit their application, I work with them throughout that entire process. So anything that they might need to know ahead of time. We used to have a process where they would have to call into the city every single department and figure out what they needed from every department.
Goodness. Oh my
gosh. They no longer have to do that.
So you're the person who brought that all together and the skies open up above you and the heavens go, Kathy.
Hopefully we're making that easier for people.
Let's talk about the 4th of July because it's a big event. It's a big celebration in the area.
Absolutely. Little bit different this year. So we have a few changes. Last year was our last year out at Monkey Island, shooting fireworks off of Monkey Island. And simply because we have a new vendor this year, our old vendor, we just had to change based on some retirements within that field. Sure. And so forth. So we had to look for a new vendor, which gave us the opportunity to really evaluate what we were doing for setups and things like that. Previously, we would have to bring in barges, or they would bring in barges and ATVs and things to get all of the setup stuff from land to Monkey Island.
Right.
And so now we are going to look at having that all shot off of Ames Point, which will make it much easier and much simpler for the setup for our new vendor.
Love it.
So all of this happens, you said that they're going to launch at Ames Point. So I guess the best place to see the fireworks celebration that's going to be happening in Oshkosh would be at Menominee Park, right?
Absolutely. And the best part about that is we actually put out a nice map for viewers or for attendees coming out to really take a look at it and kind of plan out their day. So the Parks Department actually has worked with several different food vendors to come out. We've set up six different food court areas throughout the park on the north end to kind of, just spread that out throughout the park. And so we have those six different areas, food trucks galore, several of them come out, grab a bite to eat. We encourage people to come out early. Those food trucks will start serving at 3 p.m. The Oshkosh Parks Department also has their concession stand open at Reach Softball Diamonds, and proceeds from that, just small snacks and beverages, really does help with funding the things that we do at the Parks Department.
Something you don't know about Lisa and I, but the minute you say food trucks, bam, we're there. Like that, anything going on. Food truck? Okay, Lisa and I are showing
we're
up.
There. Yeah. We're there. We have our favorites, but we like to spread it around. We do love a food truck now.
Well, you can check out this map too. So if you go to the city's website, there's an opportunity to kind of pull that up under Hot Topics and check out the map. It just lays out where maybe some of your favorite trucks might be or something new that you want to try.
Perfect. And it will have like a itinerary of what's going on for the fireworks and all that kind of stuff there as well.
Well, really, we can break it down real simple. The food trucks start serving at 3 p.m. 4 p.m., the Reitz Ball Diamond concession stands open, and then the fireworks will be out at dusk.
That's simple.
Very simple.
Perfect.
So come early, get your spot, get yourself some food, chillax, wait for dusk, and then watch all the... And it's sponsored by Festival Foods this year, isn't it?
Yes. Festival Foods is the firework. Yes. Every year. We are so grateful for them for their continued support. We call it the Festival Foods Fireworks. And truly, we couldn't do this without them. And having the food trucks out is a bonus. But, boy, the sponsorship by Festival Foods is amazing for every community they're in.
So tell me the truth. Now, are you going to go see the fireworks? Or at that point in the whole thing, are you like, I worked this whole thing, I helped plan this whole thing, I'm done?
Nah, these are fun events for everybody to go out.
Absolutely. So they're launching off from Ames Point. Is that going to change how maybe boats can, because where I'm from, we would all get on the river and in the boats and watch the fireworks go off there. But that might not be a good idea with it launching from Ames Point.
You're going to be able to see them from land or water. So we will have a fallout area, which consists about 600 to 700 feet surrounding as a radius around the launch area. But, there's going to be plenty of opportunity to see these from various places. Again, on this map that I referenced earlier, we do have a few of the optimal viewing areas highlighted. But of course, watching them from over the water is always great fun. So,
with a mouthful of food. We got about a minute left. So looking just beyond July 4th and the fireworks and all that kind of stuff, the celebration, anything else coming up that you're working on right now?
I mean, we have some amazing park events that happen throughout the month. We also have a Brews by the Waterside that happens twice a month. We have Live at the Leech that happens in July. So July is just full of a lot of opportunities. And of course, who could not talk about July without mentioning the EAA AirVenture?
It's coming, isn't it? It's coming. Kathy, thanks for joining us. I hope you come back again soon. And we'll talk more about food at that point.
Great.
Kathy Snell, we'll have a link to that website to get all the details on the big celebration coming up on our blog page. Just go there and check it out. We'll get back to the morning show in just a bit. This is Valley Focus on 98.3 and 96.5 WISS.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.